Hey there, and welcome to WeMove's Thoughts on Series. Today we speak to Lindsay Matthews, the founder of BirthFit, who is also a doctor of chiropractic, a doula, an NLP practitioner, and a strength and conditioning coach. And we talked to her on how she uses reflection to move her ideas and her process forward. Now, we'll be speaking to Lindsay next week in our main podcast, and thought that now is the right time to ask her more about her daily reflection process that she posts on her Instagram as Coffee Talk. She poses questions to people based on her reflections and questions and thoughts for others to reflect on, really to support others in sort of starting this immensely valuable process. Both Chris and I have journaled for a while, and we kind of write like madmen, but I think reflection takes journaling and starts to do a bit more with it. So it's quite interesting to hear what she has to say, and also the associated podcast with Will Brown, the movement specialist, who we also talked to about his reflection process. So you can follow Lindsay on Instagram at Lindsay_K_Matthews and enjoy. This week's podcast is with the legendary Yosemite climber Ron Kauk, and a theme that Ron returns to time and time again is the necessity of reflection as a way to process an experience in order to transform it into lessons learnt and wisdom gained. You have a daily reflection process that you expose to the world via your Instagram called Coffee Talks. Can you share with us why you personally reflect?
Good question. You hit on this with the question, actually. Reflection is so needed in order to integrate and take the lessons learned, or possibly just to even become more aware of possible lessons within an experience, to take those into your body, your soul, so that you can evolve and become a different, better version of yourself. You know, I wasn't always somebody that reflected, you know, as we age and mature and grow up or evolve, hopefully not grow up so much. we learn things like this. And I've realized that Lindsay's pace may not be the same pace as the person next to me or the pace of society or culture, and that I really need reflection time. And I take this in different ways. And one you mentioned is my coffee talk. And, you know, I started this whenever I was going through a big transition in my life. And mainly this coffee talk was started for personal reasons. And just to get the feelings and emotions from inside of me to outside, and to kind of like process and unpack these things. If we don't really look at these feelings or these emotions head on, then they're going to be stored somewhere in our bodies. And they're not going to go away. You can't turn your head on feelings. You, like, denial does not work. I've tried that in my life. at some point, you're going to have to circle back and process this grief, or process, you know, this anger or sadness or whatever comes up or lives somewhere in your body. And, you know, I think it allows us, reflection allows us that mirror into our soul that we may not otherwise see if we're just running around and, you know, don't take the time to reflect. So, you know, the coffee talk is something that happened organically, and it's still going. I've got some big ideas for it, or maybe some small ideas, but it's just really, I wake up in the morning, I meditate, I have my coffee, and then I start writing or reading. And if I read first, then I usually write afterwards. But it's basically so I know what the heck is going on inside of me. Another big time of reflection for me as somebody that identifies as a female and has a menstrual cycle is whenever I am bleeding, whenever my menses is here. That is a beautiful, brilliant time for reflection and to slow down and to kind of just take tabs on the last, you know, 4 weeks or so and, you know, ask the questions, am I living in alignment with my needs and values, you know, but also that requires you knowing your needs and values. So that might be a tougher conversation. But, you know, if I'm not, or if something feels a bit off, where can I go or what steps can I take to address this or to live more congruently with my needs and values? So my morning routine or rituals with myself is a big reflection time, but also whenever I'm on my period, that's a big monthly reflection time. So if you're a female, I would definitely try to do that. Yeah. And like you said in the question, if we don't take the time or create the space to reflect, then we're not going to get all we can from that experience or from that human that was sitting across from us. You know, I kind of relate this. I'll stop talking after this, but I kind of relate it to a beautiful dinner. And hopefully many of you that are listening have experienced like a meal with different courses. And then at the end of the dinner, maybe you have some dessert and some coffee and you're starting to kind of wind down or slow down or become more grounded and start to disperse. And that's kind of where I see the reflection time showing up is, you know, as you down-regulate and integrate back into society or the world. So yeah, if there's any big events or big transitions, you've got to take the time to reflect. Next question.
Do you see the benefits of reflection in an immediate, tangible way, or is it a method that requires time to bear fruit? Following on from that, should reflection even be thought about as a process that's done to gain an outcome?
You know, I think reflections, you can receive an immediate benefit from reflecting on something like a presentation at work. You know, you hear where you used filler words, just like I'm probably using filler words here. You hear where you could have maybe inserted a different example as opposed to the one you use. Like that's a really kind of just concrete, tangible example. But I also think, especially related to the intangible things, our feelings and emotions, that it's something that has got to be almost habit or ritual, so that it's there as a rock for you, for your soul. It's there as a piece of stability, a foundation. And without, like, think of a house. Without the foundation, you can't build or expand from that. We have to have roots into this earth, into this ground, so that we may grow this tree and expand our branches. And that's what I see, you know, for the benefits of reflection is that, you know, yeah, you can see the immediate, you can see some immediate benefits, but I think the deeper, the more, the bigger transitions, the stuff that shifts your soul or shifts your spirit, I think those come from having this reflection process and the additive benefits over time. And I love this phrase, and I don't know where I heard it. It might have been in yoga, in my yoga teacher training. But process makes progress. And that's the phrase I think about whenever I think about like a meditation practice or a reflection practice. Like, sure, you can feel the immediate benefits, but the true juice or the magic really comes from when you've done it for 60 days or 3 months or a year. You start to see the whole physiology in your body shift and change. And, you know, one day you'll just see how you respond to something. You think, oh my God, like I would have never responded this way 10 years ago. So yeah, I think there's the process offers progress.
For anyone new to reflection, can you share any techniques that you use?
There's a 2-minute drill we throw in our Birth Fit education series. And, you know, 2 minutes, you can do anything for 2 minutes if you think about it. So maybe you've done, you know, a presentation at work, or you've had a little argument with your significant other, or, you know, just something of significance that kind of evoked some emotion in you. Then go be alone, set a timer for 2 minutes, and just breathe. See what comes up. You can expand this to 5 minutes. Breathe, see what comes up. And just acknowledge your emotions as if you were an outsider, as if you're looking at your physical body and your soul from a bird's eye view. There's no reason to elicit judgment on yourself or these emotions as they come up. Just acknowledge them, let them come up, and then let them pass by. You know, emotions, I think I read this somewhere and I cannot remember where, but it's so true. Emotions last maybe 60 to 90 seconds and then they kind of dissolve and putter out. So, you know, when I start to feel something like grief come on, maybe a song comes on the radio and it, you know, reminds me of a song of a loved one, you know, especially somebody that may not be in my life so much anymore. And you really have about 10 seconds before this emotion floods your body. But then this emotion of sadness or grief, at that present moment, it's going to last 60 to 90 seconds. And so I just sit there and I cry with it and I just let it show up. And then I just let it fall off my body. Like literally I visualize the little water pebbles running off my body. And that's what I see, like as this emotion starts to just come to completion. So, you know, start with 2 to 5 minutes, be an observer, no judgment to yourself or any emotions that come up. And what I would do is do it either in the morning or in the evening. You know, so often we forget this transition space between sleep and wake, or between wake and sleep for the evening. So reflection is so important to throw in transitions. So I would throw something like a 5-minute reflection in when you wake up in the morning, or right before you go to bed, right before your head hits the pillow. And, you know, I think it can do wonders for mental and emotional clarity in the long run. Yeah. Enjoy the reflection time.